appreciate you, dude. Thanks so much. Have a great game.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to overcast Bowling Green, Kentucky, and game four of this six-game series and game number 10 of this two-week road trip as your Brooklyn Cyclones try and get back over 500, 18-18 on the year, trying to snap a four-game slide against the 20-16 Bowling Green Hot Rods. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 7:35 Eastern first pitch tonight. Right now, overcast skies here in Bowling Green. Did have some rain in the morning, and we'll see if any weather gets in the way on this Friday night. But right now, all looking fine as the Cyclones try and put an end to a season-long four-game losing streak. Brooklyn falling in both ends of yesterday's doubleheader, lost 1-0 in the opener, 7-1 in the nightcap. The 1-0 game, Nolan McLean really starring, 9 strikeouts, a career high over 4 innings, the only run he allowed, the game's only run unearned in that contest in the bottom of the first inning. You look at the last 5 starts now for McLean, a sub-1 ERA at .82. 30 strikeouts in his last 22 innings, a strikeout rate just under 36%. And you couple that with the fact that Brooklyn almost tied that game in the top of the seventh inning. 2 out, bases empty. Wilfredo Lara hit a towering drive to left. But Chandler Simpson, who had 3 hits in that game, robbed Lara of what would have been a game-tying home run. And so Bowling Green won the lid lifter, 1-0. It was a tightly contested game two as well until the latter frames. 1 all going to the bottom of the fifth inning, but Bowling Green 4 runs on just 1 hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. Added 2 more on a 2-run Xavier Isaac home run in the bottom of the sixth inning as Bowling Green won the nightcap by a final of 7-1. So the Cyclones trying to get back in the win column, snap this season-long slide dating back to Sunday, and they don't have a better option than the one they've got going today to try and stop that slide. Douglas Orellana has been as good as any pitcher the Cyclones have had this year. Orellana No record, but an ERA just a smidge over one at 1.11, coming off a 10-strikeout game last Saturday in Rome. Struck out 10 over four innings, his second career double-digit strikeout performance. And he'll go up against another guy who has been able to dial up the strikeouts so far this year. That is Alex Cook, entering play today, 33 Ks and 32 and a third innings. But the big thing for Cook, much like Orellana, a sub-2 ERA, 1.95. That is fifth among league qualifiers so far this year. So Cook, who pitched exclusively in relief last year for the Hot Rods, now in the rotation, has made a big start to his 2024 campaign, and the Cyclones going to try and get to him tonight to try and get back in the win column and give themselves an opportunity to earn a series split on Saturday and Sunday. We'll step aside for a couple of moments on the pregame show, but when we come back, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups. And, of course, first pitch, Brooklyn and Bowling Green, Mets and Rays, in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Cyclones trying to snap this four-game losing streak here on the road as the sun peeked its way out betwixt the clouds for just a couple of moments, it seemed like, but quickly shrouding itself again within the clouds. There is some rain in the area, but all looks clear to get this one underway on time tonight as we take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Brought to you by our good friends at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. We'll start with our starting lineups first for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper, that is Gilbert Gomez. Leading off and left, it is Nick Morabito coming into play today on a 19-game on-base streak. Nick LaRusso had a 12-game on-base streak, snapped yesterday in Game 1, then reached three times in the nightcap. LaRusso will be the DH in this contest. Junior Tillian's off to an outstanding start in this series. Three games, three extra base hits, a double, a triple, and a home run. He'll move into the three-hole playing shortstop tonight. William Lugo played a lot of third base last year. Will play third base here today, batting in the cleanup spot, just the fifth start of the year for Lugo at the hot corner. Stanley Consuegra will get the start in center tonight. He'll bat fifth. Jeffrey De Los Santos drove in Brooklyn's only run yesterday. He'll bat sixth and be at second base. Chris Suero trying to snap an 0-for slide. He'll bat seventh and be behind the plate. Omar De Los Santos second behind Chandler Simpson in the South Atlantic League in stolen bases. He'll bat eighth and be in right field. And Karell Paz will round out the order. He's picked up a base hit in all three games played since coming off the IL. He'll bat ninth and play first base today. Will be his first start at first base since 2022. Made 14 appearances, 12 starts at first base between the Dominican Summer League and the Florida Complex League. And he'll make his first start of the year at that position here today. Douglas Orellana on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. No record. A 1.11 ERA. As you take a look at the Bowling Green starting nine tonight, put together by their manager, Rafael Valenzuela. Chandler Simpson had off in game two. He'll bat in the leadoff spot today, playing center field. Six hits in the first two games played in this series. Xavier Isaac hit a two-run home run to cap the scoring in game two yesterday. He'll bat second and be at first base. Braden Taylor makes his second straight start at short. He also homered in game two yesterday. He'll bat third. Trey Morgan makes his first start at the high A level in the outfield. He'll clean up in left. Hunter Haas had three RBIs in yesterday's doubleheader. One in game one, two in game two. He'll be the five-hole hitter at second base. Brock Jones is the right fielder hitting in the six hole. John Diaz bats seventh and will DH. Ryan Spikes is the third baseman hitting eighth. And Luis Ariza will bat ninth and be behind the plate. Ariza added to Bowling Green's roster from the Complex League earlier today, has made pit stops at AA Montgomery as well so far this year. Alex Cook on the mound for Bowling Green. Cook, 2-2 record, but a 1.95 ERA, that top five in the South Atlantic League entering play today. As the Cyclones trying to snap this four-game slide tonight and go into Saturday with an opportunity to, at the very least, earn a series split. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you. Brooklyn and Bowling Green, Friday Night Baseball, here from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Gold.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable because amazing starts here.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
As the video board says in right center field, let's play ball. Brooklyn in Bowling Green, fourth out of six on this Friday night. Here from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Alex Cook warming up on the mound for the Hot Rods. Take another quick run through of the Brooklyn starting nine tonight as the Cyclones try and snap this four-game losing streak. As leading off and playing left, Nick Morabito, Nick LaRusso, the DH in the two slot, Junior Tillian and William Lugo, the three and four hitters at third and short. Stanley Consuegra, Jeffrey De Los Santos batting fifth and sixth. Chris Suero, Omar De Los Santos, Karel Paz. Rounding out the Cyclones starting nine tonight. Alex Cook, the right-hander on the mound for Bowling Green. 6'2", 220 pounds, 23 years old from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Was the Rays' 12th round pick a couple of years ago out of Colby Community College in Kansas. Cook, his eighth start, 2-2, a 1.95 ERA, 25 hits, 32 and a third innings, 11 walks, 33 strikeouts. Had his shortest start of the season last time out, went just three innings in a no decision against Greensboro last Saturday. Gave up just two runs, one earned on one hit, but did allow three free passes, two walks, a hit batter, but did strike out a season-high seven. And he will take the ball once again tonight as Nick Morabito will lead things off. Morabito, 1-for-4 in game two yesterday, 2-for-7 in the doubleheader, and 5-for-12 in the first three games of this series. Morabito ready. Cook is ready. The windup, our first pitch of this Friday night, is a fastball downstairs at 93. And we're underway at 6:37. Central time, 7:37 Eastern, the 1-0, and Morabito fouls it off the hands. Out of play to the right, it's even, a ball and a strike. Morabito, minor league baseball's leader in on-base percentage, 11 for his first 30 with Brooklyn, no homers, no RBIs. 1-1, and a fastball down from Cook at 94. 2-1 now the count. Morabito between both single-A levels, hitting 389, a homer and 10 batted in, the 2-1, and a breaking ball strike on the outside corner, and the count evens at 2. Morabito entering play today, leading minor league baseball in on-base percentage, third in batting average, fourth in weighted on-base average, and sixth in weighted runs created plus. The 2-2 pitch, fastball outside, and it's full, three balls and two strikes. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes, Trey Ward, and a different umpire on the bases today. First time we've seen Wayne Krause. The payoff pitch, down and away, ball four, and it's an even 20 game on base streak for Morabito since the 20th of April. He's walked 12 times compared to just 10 strikeouts in his last 20 games on the season. Those numbers pretty similar. 23 walks, 23 strikeouts and 137 trips to the plate. So good speed on the bases for Brooklyn with nobody out. Now the designated hitter, Nick LaRusso. And the first pitch to Nick, a dirt ball from Cook. One ball and no strikes. LaRusso reached base three times in game two yesterday, one for two with a couple of walks. 2-for-8 in the series with a home run. Hitting at 275 on the year, three homers, team best, 19 RBIs. Runner goes, the 1-0 down. Throw down to second by Ariza is late. Another stolen bag for Nick Morabito. He has 8 in his first 9 South Atlantic League games. Now has 19 on the year. It's 2-1-0 on LaRusso. And Brooklyn has a man in scoring position with nobody out. The righty is 2-0. And LaRusso takes a called strike. That stolen base by Nick Morabito, brought to you by the brand-new Coney Island Sandbar, open now at Maimonides Park on Surf Avenue. The perfect spot for a pregame snack or postgame drink. A look at second, the 2-1. And LaRusso rips one into left field. Back is Morgan, makes the catch onto the warning track as Morabito holds up at second base. A hard line drive off the bat of LaRusso. Morgan stationed well to run it down. Ball just hit too hard for Morabito to potentially make a bid for third base. Certainly didn't want to get doubled up there, so he stays put at second with one out for Junior Tillian, who's one of Brooklyn's best hitters in the series. Morabito breaks for third. The throw there in time. Well, Nick, who could not tag up on that fly ball to left field, tried getting his way there anyway on a stolen bag. And after Ariza allowed the stolen base the first time, gets Morabito for the second out. And just like that, base is empty, two down. Second time Morabito has been caught in 10 tries with Brooklyn. And the sixth time this season. Now the pitch to Junior. And this foul to the right. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Tillian hitting at 213, a homer, 6 RBIs. 3-for-9 in this series, however. All three of his hits have gone for extra bases. Defensively behind Cook tonight, left to right in the outfield, Trey Morgan, Chandler Simpson, and Brock Jones. The righty fires, and Tillian takes high. And the count of ball and two strikes. Cooks 1-2, and a breaking ball slapped on the ground at first. Picked up there by Isaac, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Side retired. So Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on, gets him to second base, but a caught stealing of third brings the minimum to the plate. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing and Bowling Green coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
to Orellana, ready to make the fourth start of his season tonight. 6'1", 226 pounds, 22 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Orellana, no record of 1-1-1. ERA, eighth appearance, fourth start, 12 hits, and 24 and a third innings, 11 walks, 35 strikeouts on the year. Not sure what we are waiting for right now. Oh, that's it, what we're waiting for. We're waiting for a catcher. Chris Suero having some trouble with his equipment over on the first base side, getting helped out. Looks right now by John Vaughn. Gilbert Gomez is there as well. Hard to determine from our vantage point what exactly. I think it looks like maybe something with the laces on Suero's catcher's mitt. That is part of the problem right now. So while Suero gets that taken care of, a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Dakota Hawkins just came running down. And I guess whatever issue there is with Suero's catcher's mitt could not be solved. And so Dakota Hawkins came running down from Brooklyn's right field bullpen to give Suero a new mitt. I guess now whatever mitt Carlos Oviedo or Christian Pregent was using, and now they'll let Orellana get a warm-up toss, make sure all okay for Suero. And now we can get the bottom of the first inning underway. Chandler Simpson, 3-for-3 in game one yesterday. He is 6-for-8 in this series and 13-for-28 in Bowling Green's two-week homestand. First pitch, a foul ball to the left. No balls and a strike. Simpson on the year, hitting a league best 365, no homers, 8 RBIs, hitting 348 in 53 South Atlantic League games. This hit on the ground, on a bounce to second. Picked up there by De Los Santos. And the first try for Karel Paz at first base goes by without incident. One away in the first inning. Let's look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Nick Morabito, Stanley Consuegra, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Karel Paz. As the first pitch to Isaac at the letters, it's 0-1. Isaac, 2-for-3 in game two yesterday. A homer, 2 RBIs, and a walk. As the breaking ball low, count evens at 1. Isaac having a torrid homestand. He's 15-for-29 in his last 9 games with 4 homers, 3 doubles, and 15 RBIs. There's a breaking ball strike from Orellana. 1-2 now the count. Isaac on the year hitting at .283. 7 homers, a league best 34 runs batted in. A 1-2 pitch, and Isaac is soft ground ball to the right. Remains at 1-2. Now Chris Suero doing the catching behind the plate for Orellana this evening. Sun's peaked its way back out between the clouds. The 1-2 to Isaac, and he got him on the off speed. Pulled the string on the curveball, and Orellana's first strikeout tonight is that of top 100 prospect Xavier Isaac. Two down in the bottom of the first. That K brought to you by BKFC. The Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Braden Taylor with the bases empty, 2 out. It's jammed and grounds it up the first base line, a foul ball. Taylor homered in game two yesterday. Went 1-for-4, just 2-for-11 in the series. Hitting .245. 4 home runs and 15 runs driven in. Orellana from the first base side of the mound. The 0-1 pitch Misses down and away with a fastball. 94 that time. It's a ball and a strike. Orellana, season high, 10 strikeouts on Saturday against Rome. Did it in just four innings. Two hits, no runs, and a walk. Taylor checks his swing on a breaking ball. Did not go. Says the base umpire tonight, Wayne Krause. Two balls and a strike on Taylor. Orellana, 68 pitches, 49 strikes, both season highs. As Taylor takes high. And the count 3-1. Brooklyn ended up winning that game 2-1 over Rome. 3-1 from Douglas. And the slider drops in there, count full. Right now here in Kentucky, 72 degrees. Real feel right at 72 as well. The payoff pitch and a breaking ball. Hit in the air, right center field. And that will get down in front of Omar De Los Santos for a base hit. Omar over to cut it off. First hit of the game belongs to Braden Taylor. And the Hot Rods have a two-out base runner in the opening inning. So one on, two out for Trey Morgan. 0-for-3 in game two last night with a walk. 3-for-7 with the Hot Rods. As the curveball from Orellana misses low, it's 1-0. Morgan's reached in seven straight games dating back to last Tuesday. 12-4 his last 27. Hitting 327 between the two single-A levels. Throwback to first and Taylor. Retreat standing up. Morgan, two homers, 13 RBIs on the year. Former college teammate of Paul Gervais at LSU. As Orellana, another throwback to first. And Taylor dives in. Taylor, 9-for-13 on stolen base attempts so far this year, but has not attempted a stolen bag in the first three games of this series. Runner goes, the 1-0 is hit on the ground to second. Jeffrey De Los Santos stays down, throw to first in time, and the side retired. So Orellana works around a two-out single. We are through one on this Friday night from Warren County, Kentucky. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn and Bowling Green are scoreless on this Friday night. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports, OASAS. NY.gov. William Lugo to lead off here in the top of the second inning. Takes high. And the count 1-0. Lugo, Consuegra, Jeffrey De Los Santos do up in the second. As Williams swings through the pitch away at 85. Count evens a ball and a strike. Fastball slider, change up the three-pitch arsenal for the converted reliever, Cook. The 1-1, Lugo tries to hold up, could not. On appeal, says the base umpire, Kraus. 1-2 now on Lugo. It's been a tough start to the season for Lugo. He's fourth in the league in walks, but hitting just a .131, 13 for 99. Does have 10 RBIs. The 1-2 from Cook. Up and away, two balls and two strikes. Lugo 1-for-4 in game two yesterday. 5-for-28 right now on the road trip. The 2-2. On the inside corner, got him looking. Up and in. Lugo, not much he could do at that pitch except for foul it off. And Alex Cook credited with another strikeout. That's his second. And the leadoff man retired in the second inning. Stanley Consuegra trying to snap out of an 0-for-16 slide. Hitting at just a .171 in 29 games. And he swings and pulls one fair down the third baseline, rolling into the left field corner. Kicks off the sidewall, barehanded by Morgan and fires in. But his throw to second late as Stanley's there standing with a one-out double. So that quickly ends the 0-for-16 stretch for Consuegra, his fifth double of the year, and Brooklyn's first hit of the night. Stanley Consuegra's double, calling for a Barrel Smith Barrel Age cocktail, put the barrel on the ball. So Brooklyn a runner in scoring position for the second straight inning with one out. And now Jeffrey De Los Santos takes a fastball for strike one. Jeffrey brought in Brooklyn's only run yesterday, an RBI single in the third inning of yesterday's game two. Was 1-for-3 in the doubleheader. As he's out in front of the off-speed, it's snowballs and two strikes. Jeffrey, 6-for-43 with Brooklyn. Three doubles, three RBIs. A look back at second for Cook. Here's the 0-2, and Jeffrey gets his hands up, pops it in the air. But Ryan Spikes will watch that one sail into the vacated seats. Still 0-2. Bowling Green wearing the home whites again today. Hot rods in navy across the chest. Orange numerals front and back with a navy drop shadow. White pants down below the ankles for Cook. A look back at Stanley once again. Now the 0-2. And De Los Santos yanks it foul, sharply down the right field line, a foul ball. Cook gets the one he wants from his catcher, Ariza. Now the 0-2 to Jeffrey. This off the hands on the ground at third. Spikes looks the runner back to second, throws to first for the out. Now Stanley breaks for third, and he'll get there safely. Cook raced over to cover the bag. A nice job by Stanley taking third on a ground ball hit in front of him. Spikes did the right thing, looked him back, but maybe not enough as Consuegra never went all the way back to second base. So a 5-3 ground out. But Brooklyn now has the go-ahead run 90 feet away for the catcher, Chris Suero. Another guy trying to snap an 0-for slide. 0-for his last 13 entering the night. And the first pitch he sees, a fastball runs inside. And the count 1-0. The righty offers a pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes on Suero. Dirt-stained white cleats buried into the ballpark mound for the righty. The 2-0 to Chris, and this hit in the air left side. Back into his left is Morgan to the warning track, and this one's going to curl foul. That side group area. A couple of green painted seats. And a loud strike two. Or rather, a loud strike one in the count 2-1. Orange cap, orange bill. Orange interlocking BG logo on the front with a navy border as this fouled up the third base line. Count evens now at two. Runner at third, two out. Top of the second inning, Bowling Green and Brooklyn scoreless. Hot Rods have scored first in each of the first three games of this series. The Cyclones trying to buck that trend here in the second inning tonight. Consuegra at third, he doubled. Advanced on the ground out by Jeffrey De Los Santos. A 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Hardest fastball of the night for Alex Cook, 96 away. And Suero down on strikes as Brooklyn strands a runner. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of 1.5, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the 7 o'clock hour in Kentucky, top of the 8 o'clock hour back home in Brooklyn. No score as we move to the bottom of the second inning on this Friday night. So glad to have you with us on the Cyclones Radio Network. 5-6-7 due up for Bowling Green here in the bottom of the second inning, and the first pitch to Hunter Haas is taken for a strike in the count 0-1. Haas drove in runs in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday, had three total, the 0-1, and Haas a high fly ball to right, waiting now, drifting back to his left, Omar De Los Santos, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the second inning as Jeffrey Colon, you can see, yelling something at him from the Brooklyn bullpen. Dakota Hawkins laughing along. Josh Hetchka getting his crunk on out there. Guys having a good old time on this Friday night. So one away. Brings up Brock Jones. 0-for-3 in game 2 last night. And he takes high for ball 1. Jones 2-12 on the year. 4 homers, 12 RBIs. And a 6-game on base streak snapped in game 1 of the doubleheader yesterday. As they're a letter-high slider for a called strike 1. Brooklyn road grays tonight with navy sleeves, BKLYN. Navy Old English lettering across the chest. The 1-1 pitch, and Jones rolls it softly behind the plate, foul. 1-2 now the count. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy piping around the collar. Down the front of the jersey, gray pants. Orellana has him hiked up just below the knees. The 1-2. And the curveball fouled away. Still 1-2 on Jones. Tall navy socks. Got out either end of the white and silver. New Balance cleats. Sets at the belt, the 1-2, and he challenges him upstairs with a fastball. Swing and a miss, strike three. 93 up by the shoulders. Second strikeout today for Orellana. And there's two out in the bottom of the second inning. So second strikeout today for Douglas. El Du, as his teammates refer to him. John Diaz, the batter. As this one rocketed into right field, that'll get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off, Omar De Los Santos, as Diaz will hold at first with a two-out single. So both hits tonight for Bowling Green. Two-out single base knocks to right center field. And so one on, two out for the eight-hole hitter, Ryan Spikes. Spikes played in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday, went 1-for-5. Just 9-for-73 at the plate this year. No homers, two RBIs. Orellana comes set, and the curveball down and in. 1-0 now on Spikes. Navy cap, navy bill for Brooklyn tonight. That powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Throw back to first, and Diaz able to dive back. Diaz did steal a base yesterday, 2-for-2 on the bases so far this year. Orellana sets in that bright orange mitt. Runner goes. Pitch high. Throw down by Suero. The tag by De Los Santos. Not in time. Wasn't a bad throw in terms of timing. Just a little bit towards the third base side of the pillow. And that reach across the body from Jeffrey De Los Santos. Enough for Diaz to get in there safely. His third stolen base of the season. So 2-0 now on Spikes. The go-ahead run in scoring position as the curveball missed his spot but finds the zone anyway. It's 2-1. Spikes out of Parkview High School in Lilburn, Georgia. Produced a lot of familiar names. 2-1 and a breaking ball fouled away. 2-2 now on Spikes. Mets first-round draft pick from last year, Colin Houck, right now with single-A St. Lucie, future Cyclone. Also attended that high school, Asheville's Logan Cerny. Pasquinel Ferreras, who started the year in Asheville, went there. And the fastball just missed the outside corner. Orellana took a few steps to the first base dugout and the count full. But Matt Olson went there, and a couple of former Mets and Jeff Francoeur and Jeff Kepinger. A deep breath, the payoff pitch, and a fastball lifted in the air. This one ticketed towards the third base concourse. Stays full, 3-2. Spikes, despite the low batting average, has reached in 7 straight. But just 3 for his last 18. Diaz leads off second, and Orellana lifts his leg and looks the runner back. Breaking the clouds, looking out beyond the center field wall, out towards left center in the berm as well. The payoff pitch, breaking ball slips high, 4. So that the first walk allowed by Orellana tonight. And the Hot Rods with 2 on and 2 out. The bottom of the lineup at catcher Luis Ariza. Ariza added to the roster earlier today. Tatum Levins placed on the IL. Cameron James was scratched from the game one lineup yesterday. He and Cooper Kinney, never given a reason why both were scratched, but imagine both unavailable as neither in the lineup today. And the first toss to the righty batter, a called strike one. Ariza started the year in extended spring training. Was sent to AA Montgomery on the 27th of April. Appeared in one game there. Walked and struck out in two plate appearances. The 0-1 challenged high with a fastball at 92, comes up empty. No balls and two strikes. Went back to the Complex League on May the 7th. Played in three games there. Went 2-for-11 with a double. And for joining Bowling Green today. Two on, two out. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball high, and Ariza lays off. Ariza, first game for him since Saturday. Went 1-for-4 as the DH against the Complex League Braves. Diaz at second, Spikes at first. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And no, they say he got a piece, a foul tip. Able to just barely graze the Snapdragon. And Ariza stays alive. Originally signed out of Venezuela as a shortstop. Seen as a infielder type, short, second, third when he signed with the Rays. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike three called. One of the best curveballs we've seen tonight from Douglas Orellana. Throws Ariza, and the side retired. Three Ks for Eldu through two. We are scoreless on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. They can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com.
No score as he moved to the top of the third inning. 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn. Alex Cook back to work on this Friday night. It was a little bit ominous at the start with the clouds, but some of that breaking up right now and setting up for a beautiful Friday night. First pitch of the third to Omar De Los Santos. A jam shot fly ball left side of the infield. And the shortstop, Braden Taylor, a few steps from the outfield grass, makes the catch on the dirt. One pitch, one out in the third inning. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Karel Paz. Picked up a base hit in game two last night. Paz has collected a hit in all three games since coming off the IL. 3-for-11 in that time. And the first pitch to the lefty batter. Fastball waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. Paz 4-for-17 at the plate to start the year. A double, no RBIs. 1-for-3 yesterday as Cook's fastball in the dirt evens up at 1-1. Paz, 24 years old, from Ciego de Avila, Cuba. The 1-1 pitch down by the shoelaces. And the count 2-1 on Correll. One of two 7:30 Eastern start times this week after the rainout Tuesday. The day game on Wednesday, the doubleheader yesterday. We'll play at 7:35 again tomorrow night. Felipe De La Cruz will get the ball for Brooklyn against Yaniel Curet. one of the Rays' top 30 prospects. And then still somewhat up in the air as to who'll take the ball for both sides on Sunday. 2-1. And Paz gets it off the hands. Into the seats, it's 2-2. Not going to throw Jonah Tong on 3 days rest after Wednesday. Could be a Johnny Allstaff kind of day for Brooklyn. There's one guy whose name I've circled as someone I can see starting that one, the 2-2, as Paz takes outside a full count. And that's Dakota Hawkins. He hasn't pitched so far this week. Hawkins was a college starter at Washington State. The 3-2 pitch, and Paz stays on it. Fouls it back to the screen to stay alive. But Hawkins, guy who's gone three innings, four innings at a time this year. Among the league leaders in relief arms and innings, pitched the 3-2. Another foul ball onto the roof. Third base way, it remains full. Good at bat here from Paz. Next pitch will be number 8 in this at bat. Top of the lineup on deck. The payoff pitch, and again, Paz fouls it away. But Hawkins has not thrown it since Sunday. And if Brooklyn needs a starter on Sunday, it would be a week since his last appearance, so would sort of seem to line up for him. The payoff pitch, and they got him. Well, Cook took something off with the changeup. And the right-hander wins the battle on the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Third strikeout for Cook tonight. And the base is empty, two down. Back to the top of the lineup at Nick Morabito. Walked his first trip, stole the base, and was also caught stealing at third. Takes outside of the count 1-0. The righty quickly deals. Pours a fastball by Nick, a swing and a miss. Count evens at 1. Righty-righty matchup. The 1-1 delivery. And that heater on the outside half. Count 1-2. Morabito. Guy who certainly seems like he's going to rise on that Mets top 30 prospect list. They start to reshuffle them in the midseason way. The 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Chased a fastball up by the shoulders. Back-to-back strikeouts for Alex Cook, and he has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. We head to the bottom of the third here from Bowling Green Ballpark. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Top of the lineup, two up for Bowling Green as we move it to the bottom of the third inning on this Friday night scoreless contest. Calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. First pitch to Chandler Simpson, a curveball strike, and the count 0-1. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. The 0-1 inside, it's even. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment for details on our Home Run Readers program, free school assemblies, and much, much more. The 1-1, and Simpson takes down an in-check swing. Did not go. On appeal, says the base umpire, Wayne Krause. Two balls and a strike. Simpson coming into play today, leads the South Atlantic League in avalanche of offensive categories as this one tapped off the hands to first. Paz underhand flip to Orellana. Raced over to cover the bag with Simpson flying up the line. And Paz and Orellana able to converge on the out. And the leadoff man put down in the bottom of the third. Brings up Xavier Isaac. Struck out against Orellana in his first at-bat. Take a look around the South Atlantic League. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Quite a few games impacted by weather. Happy R contest not on that list as Isaac rolls one up the first baseline into the Brooklyn dugout of foul ball. But Roman Asheville postponed due to wet grounds at McCormick Field. We'll try and play two tomorrow to make that up. The 0-1 inside and low. Isaac stays away. I'll try and get that doubleheader started tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern time. A deep breath, the 1-1. Slider inside, two balls and a strike. And Hickory and Greensboro rained out at LP Franz Stadium. They, too, will try and play two tomorrow starting at 5 Eastern. The 2-1. And a fastball ripped by Isaac. Inner half at 93. And it's even 2-2. But with that said, three other games in progress on this Friday night. Wilmington and Aberdeen, bottom of the sixth right now. At Frawley Stadium, Aberdeen a 4-2 lead. Orellana's 2-2. And a curveball lined in a center field, a base hit. So Xavier Isaac continues his assault during this homestand. He continues his outstanding month of May. So the Hot Rods, their third base hit of the night, all singles against Orellana. One on, one out for the shortstop, Braden Taylor. Picked up Bowling Green's first hit against Orellana in the first inning. Lefty batter with an open stance. Runner goes. First pitch, a called strike, and Suero lost it on the transfer. So the count 0-1 on Taylor, but Xavier Isaac, his second stolen base of the series and his seventh of the year. That's about the second and a third time we've seen Suero lose the ball on the transfer this week. It's been a tough stretch for Suero behind the plate. The 0-1, and this one pulled foul towards the tarp first base side. And Orellana ahead 0-2. But Aberdeen a 4-2 lead. Creed Willems a two-run homer. Now tied with E.J. Exposito for the league lead with 9. Both teams into their bullpens. It certainly feels like Creed Willems took exception to everyone saying Samuel Basayo passed him in the Orioles catcher rankings in the farm system and having a great start to this year. A 1-1 pitch. This line of the second baseman, De Los Santos, makes the lunging grab to his left. Throw back to second, a double up. Isaac getting over. Taylor hit a rope to second base. Jeffrey De Los Santos lunged to his left, kept his feet on the ground, skimming along the outfield grass. able to make the grab in the air and then turn around and throw a strike on Attilian covering second to double up Isaac. Side retired. So for Bowling Green, no runs, a hit. But for the first time tonight, Orellana faces the minimum. We're through three, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Nick LaRusso, Junior Tilley, and William Lugo, the three scheduled to bat against Alex Cook in the top of the fourth. And the first pitch of the inning taken for a called strike by LaRusso. No score on this Friday night. Nick lined out to deep left in his first at-bat. This a cue ball into shallow left. And this time it'll get down in front of Trey Morgan for a base hit. Well, in the words of John Sterling, that's baseball. It's a line drive. Maybe the hardest ball Brooklyn's had all night. It's an out. This time hits one off the knuckles and ends up with a base hit in front of the left fielder. So Brooklyn with the leadoff man aboard. Second hit tonight for Brooklyn. Brings up Junior Tilley, ground out to first in his only at-bat. And the first pitch he sees, a fastball strike. Continuing with that look around the South Atlantic League tonight. Only two other games to tell you about. Hudson Valley, Jersey Shore right now, bottom of the fifth inning at Heritage Financial Park as Tillian nearly gets clipped. Fastball that got away from Cook inside. 1-1. Speaking of 1-1, that the score right now in Wappingers Falls, New York. Renegades and Blue Claws tied at 1. The 1-1, and Tillian a chopper over the mound is short, could be 2. Taylor steps on second, throw to first, double play. Now, Brooklyn has just had the worst luck with double plays this week against Bowling Green. As that time, Tilley hit a big Baltimore chop, but right in a perfect spot for Braden Taylor to grab that ball in one fluid motion, step on second base and throw to first to turn two. So just like that, the leadoff single erased. And two out for William Lugo, who's out in front of a changeup. It's 0-1. But Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley tied at 1. Averson Castellano against Sebastian Keene in that ballgame. The 0-1 to Lugo. A little bit below the knees. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Only other game tonight in Greenville, South Carolina. The drive, a 3-2 lead on Winston-Salem. As the 1-1, Lugo can't hold up on the slider. No need for an appeal. And Cook ahead 1-2. Winston-Salem getting the third home run of the season for Bryce Willett. Juan Corella against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. The 1-2. Fastball. Check swing. Did he go? No. On the pitch, down and in. Claims Wayne Krause. Two balls and two strikes. Cook trying to face the minimum for the third time in four innings. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Lugo, a ground ball up the middle. Backhanded behind, second by Haas. Low throw, and Isaac can't make the backhanded pick. And safe at first is Lugo. And the inning continues. We'll see who they give the error to on that ground ball. Will it be on the shortstop, or rather second baseman Haas for the low throw? And they will give it to Haas on the low throw, not on the miscatch at first by Isaac. So Lugo reaches on the throwing error. Two out for Stanley Consuegra, who doubled in his first at-bat. And now he hits a pop fly to right. In and to his left to Tad Brock Jones, and he'll make the grab to end the inning. No runs for Brooklyn in the fourth. One hit, an error, one man left, thanks to the double play at the end of 3.5. Still a scoreless contest on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Douglas Orellana back out for the fourth inning. We'll see how long he goes tonight. Season long, five innings. Season high in pitches, 68. Trey Morgan to lead things off in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And he fouls the first pitch aside, 0-1. Heart of the lineup, two up for Bowling Green. Morgan, Haas, Jones. Three scheduled to bat in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1 to Morgan. And another foul ball. He was late. Out of the stadium towards our press box third base side. No balls and two strikes. Brooklyn, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left two. Before we get you Bowling Green's line score, the 0-2 pitch. Reaches up, bounces one to second. Backhanded by De Los Santos to his right. Good hustle by Morgan. But Jeffrey's throw beats him for the opening out of the fourth. For the Hot Rods so far tonight. No runs, three hits, an error. They have left three. As Hunter Haas digs in, fly ball to right in his only at-bat today. Haas, number 35 prospect. In the Rays organization entering the year by Baseball America. As Orellana's curveball over for strike one, Haas reached in 10 straight games coming into the night. 9 for his last 29, playing some of his best ball of the season. As the 0-1 misses upstairs. Count evens at 1. Haas played for Team USA's 18U national team back in 2019. Was a highly regarded prospect out of high school as Haas takes a strike 1 and 2. Played on the same team as Mick Gable, one of the Phillies' top prospects, Pete Crow Armstrong of the Cubs, the Giants, Kyle Harrison, the 1-2, and he struck him out swinging. Got him upstairs with a high fastball, dialed that up to 93, and there's two out of the bottom of the fourth inning. So for Orellana, that his fourth punch out tonight. Two up, two down in the fourth for Brock Jones, who struck out in his first trip. And Haas also on a team with Nolan McLean on the 18U national team. As Jones takes high. 1-0 on the Hot Rods right fielder. So Haas had played with some highly regarded talent before he made it to pro ball, as Orellana misses low this time. Two balls and no strikes on Jones. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning tonight. John Diaz on deck, the 2-0. And a slider hits the inside black. 2-1 now. Jones, 23 years old out of California, the 2-1. And he chases the breaking ball in the dirt. Good pitch there from Douglas. And a lot of downward life. And from behind in the count, 2-0, Orellana's run it even, 2-2. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. The 2-2 pitch. And a curveball fouled straight back. And Brock Jones stays alive. Deemed the best athlete in the Rays system entering the season, according to Baseball America. That'll happen when you're a former college football player like Jones was, the 2-2. And a fastball hit deep down the left field line. Jones way late, and this off the concourse and out of the stadium. Still two balls, two strikes. Jones, safety on the Stanford football team his first couple of years. Appeared mostly on special teams, though. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball in there. Strike three called. Fifth strikeout tonight for Douglas Orellana. And the 22-year-old right-hander also collects his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. We're through four. Still looking for our game's first run. Scoreless on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
We move to the top of the fifth inning. Still a scoreless contest on this Friday night. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Chris Suero, Omar De Los Santos. Three scheduled to bat for Brooklyn against the right-hander Alex Cook. And the first pitch to Jeffrey misses low. 1-0, De Los Santos ground out to third in his only trip to the plate today. Alex Cook just 55 pitches through four innings. Trying to give the Hot Rods some more length from their starters in this set. As this one carried out to left center field and into his right, Chandler Simpson cuts in front of Trey Morgan to make the grab for the first out of the fifth inning. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth today. But our question today, after Duncan Davitt threw a complete game against Brooklyn in game one of yesterday's doubleheader. Our question today is, who is the last Cyclone to throw a complete game? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. As Chris Suero takes outside for ball one. Doesn't have to be a nine-inning game. Just has to be credited with a complete game. Who is the last Cyclone to do that? The 1-0. And Suero swings through a high heater. Count evens up at one. But tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Bonus points if you can get the last two. We've thrown complete games. The 1-1. And Suero puts one in the air down the right field side. This is a souvenir off towards the kid zone area. A ball and two strikes on the Bronx native Suero. Trying to snap his 0 for 14 slide. The pitch and Suero, a high fly ball to left. And this one carrying out of play. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Suero, just 20 years old, joined Brooklyn when Drake Osborne moved up to Double-A Binghamton. A 1-2 pitch. Suero thought about it, but lays off the high slider. And the count even 2-2. Quiet night here in Warren County, Kentucky. Vet City, as they call it in Bowling Green, the 2-2. Fastball in there, strike three called. Suero tried to will that one to a ball, but rung up by the home plate umpire Trey Ward. So Alex Cook now with five punch outs tonight. Two down in the top of the fifth for Omar De Los Santos. He's popped up to short tonight, 0 for 1. And a base hit in game one of yesterday's doubleheader. He swings through the high heater. No balls and a strike. The 0-1. And again, a fastball challenges Omar. He can't get around on it. It's quickly 0-2. Cook looking for a 1-2-3 inning. And Omar lays off the heater up above the shoulders. One 2 offering, and Omar, a soft ground ball out in front of the plate, picked up by Ariza, still on the dirt around the batter's circle, and he makes the play on to first to get the speedy Omar and close out a 1-2-3 inning. So Alex Cook, another 1-2-3 frame tonight. That's his second of the game. He's retired four in a row. Halfway home on this Friday evening from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Still looking for a run. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
John Diaz takes a pitch in the dirt for ball one to start the bottom of the fifth inning. 7-8-9 due up for the Hot Rods as the 1-0 is soft bouncer to first. Paz underhand flip back to Orellana over to cover the bag. Diaz made it close, but out the call at first base. And the leadoff man retired to start the bottom half of the fifth inning. We'll see how much longer Orellana goes. Season long, five innings. Season high, 68 pitches. He's gone 4 1/3 now tonight. At 63 tosses, looks like Jimmy Loper, who joined Brooklyn at the start of this week from single-A St. Lucie, getting ready in the bullpen to make his high-A debut. And the first pitch from Douglas to Ryan, spikes low. 1-0, Spikes walked in his last plate appearance. Extended his on-base streak. The 1-0. Spikes a high fly ball left center field. Back into his left is Morabito to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. A rare home run given up by Douglas Orellana. The first one he has allowed all season, and it's the first high A home run in the career of Ryan Spikes. And Bowling Green strikes first for the fourth time in four games this series. They have a 1-0 fifth inning lead. Just barely got out of this ballpark to left center field. But another home run for Bowling Green in this series. As Luis Ariza takes a call at strike one. And for Orellana, just the 14th home run he's allowed in his career. As Ariza pulls it foul. No balls and two strikes. 14 home runs allowed in almost 180 innings of pro ball. A two-strike pitch, and he got him on the high fastball. 92 and a half up and in. And a three-pitch strikeout to bounce back for Orellana. Two down now in the fifth. Well, for Douglas, he's now punched out six, 16 strikeouts, and nearly nine innings pitched on this road trip. Two down for Chandler Simpson, a couple of ground balls to the right side tonight. And he takes a curveball for strike one. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Duncan Davitt threw a complete game for Bowling Green in game one of yesterday's doubleheader. Got us wondering as the 0-1 high. Who is the last Cyclone to throw a complete game? Doesn't have to be a nine-inning contest. Could be in a leg of a doubleheader. The 1-1. This hit on the ground up the middle and through into center field, a base hit. So they kept Simpson off the base paths his first two trips. Could not do so the third time. His seventh hit in three games played this week. And the Hot Rods with one on, two out for Xavier Isaac. Orellana had a season-high 71 pitches. They seem content to let him face off against Isaac, who's 1-for-2 with a single. But who is the last Cyclone to throw a complete game? That's our trivia question tonight. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. But before the first pitch to Isaac, Suero out the third baseman Lugo over as well to have a conversation with Orellana ahead of Simpson's attempt to gallivant around the bases. Simpson leading all of minor league baseball with 30 stolen bags. Has 132 of them since being drafted in the second round by the Rays out of Georgia Tech. That all since the midway point of the 2022 season. So one on, one in, two out. And the runner goes. First pitch high, throw down by Suero. And did Simpson overslide the bag? No, he's safe. despite the tag from Tillian, number 31 on the year for Simpson. Looked like a mini pitch out, was a fastball up. Good toss for Suero to throw down on. But Simpson just too much speed. And he's picked up his fourth stolen base in the series to go along with his seven hits. The 1-0. And Isaac ropes one into center. Over to his left on the move, Consuegra. And a slight bend in his knees makes the catch to end the inning. But Bowling Green takes the lead on the home run to left center by Ryan Spikes. We're through five. 1-0 Hot Rods on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Sixth inning, Brooklyn behind 1-0 on this Friday night thanks to Ryan Spikes' home run. Karell Paz, Nick Morabito, Nick LaRusso, 9-1-2 due up. And the first pitch to Paz misses down by the ankles. Count 1-0. Paz struck out his only at-bat tonight. Brooklyn no runs on two hits. Bowling Green a run on five hits in this one. The 1-0, and Paz tied up on a high fastball. Evens up at a ball and a strike, but it appears Ariza and Cook are not on the same page as now Cook all of a sudden wandering out towards second base. And that's never a good sign. Looked like he was muttering something into his glove. Rafael Valenzuela is out of the dugout as well. It looks like he's calling for the trainer to come with him. Not the assistant trainer, not the normal trainer, Ruben Santiago. Well, the entire Bowling Green infield has congregated around Cook. And anytime you see a pitcher start meandering around the mound like that, it's never a good sign, and Cook's going to leave this ballgame. Just gnawing at the very top of that black and royal blue-colored mitt. And he's trying to conceal his emotions as he walks between his trainer and manager back to the third base dugout. But you can tell Cook very frustrated and concerned about whatever he felt on that last pitch he threw to Karell Paz. So Bowling Green is going to bring in a new pitcher here, and he will have as much time as he needs to get ready. It looks like it'll be Herlin Rosario who will come on. We'll step aside for a few moments to give him some time to get ready, but best wishes to Alex Cook, who qualifies for the win tonight, but the concern for him, the health of his very talented right arm. So it'll be Rosario to continue the at-bat against Paz. 1-1 the count. Base is empty. Nobody out in the top of the sixth. Bowling Green a 1-0 lead. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, our best regards go out to Alex Cook, who left with injury just a few moments ago. Herlin Rosario will come on and take over. Has been given as much time as he needs to get ready because of the pitcher leaving with injury. Rosario, 6'3", 211 pounds, 22 years old, from Nagua in the Dominican Republic. Numbers for Rosario so far this year, making his fifth appearance, no record, of 4.15 ERA. Six hits, 8 2/3 innings. Has had trouble with the command. 10 walks, 13 strikeouts so far this year. Opponents hitting .194 against him. Through a season high, 3 innings on Saturday against Greensboro. Allowed a run on 2 hits. Walked a season high, 5 though. And tied a season best with 4 strikeouts. Started the year at Single-A Charleston. Joined Bowling Green on the 23rd of April. So overall this year, his 9th appearance, a 3.86 ERA. 20 strikeouts, 11 walks in 14 innings. And so Rosario will come on with a 1-1 count on Karell Paz. The final line for Bowling Green starter Alex Cook goes 5 innings, no runs, 2 hits, a walk, 5 strikeouts, 69 pitches, 46 strikes. So Rosario is ready. 1-1 the count on Paz, and his first official pitch of the night is a fastball high at 92, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Paz, Morabito, LaRusso, the 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning, the 2-1. And Paz swing and a miss on an elevated fastball. And the count 2-2. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night will give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. Yesterday, Duncan Davitt threw a complete game in the opener of the doubleheader for Bowling Green. Had us thinking, who is the last Cyclone to throw a complete game? The 2-2, just a bit outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Give you the answer in the bottom of the frame. Now the payoff pitch, and Paz strikes out on the changeup. Good offering down and in. First time Paz saw that change and pulled his head out. One away in the top of the 6th inning. Brings up Nick Morabito. Has walked and struck out tonight 0-1. First pitch to Nick. A fastball on the outside, black at 92. 0-1 the count. Rosario from the first base side of the slab. The overhead wide. And Morabito, a line drive down in front of the left fielder Morgan. Another knock. Nick Morabito just continues to serve the ball left and right across the diamond. For Nick, that now is sixth hit in four games this series. And he now has a five-game hitting streak dating back to Sunday. So Brooklyn has a tying run on with one out in the sixth. Good speed at first base with Nick LaRusso stepping to the bat. It's line to left and single to left tonight. And the first pitched, fouled out towards the first base seats. And the count 0-1. Was news on a Mets prospect earlier today, former Cyclone Nate Lavender, the 0-1, and LaRusso takes down an in, changeup, evens up at a ball and a strike, but Lavender, who many thought could break spring training with the Mets and make the opening day roster, began the year at AAA Syracuse. Throw back to first, and Morabito dives back. Unfortunately, Lavender's season came to a close before it really ever got going. Underwent what was deemed, quote, a variation of Tommy John surgery. Will miss the remainder of the year. The 1-1, LaRusso swing and a miss, ball off the glove of the catcher, Ariza. And Morabito will take second on what I imagine will be called a pass ball. Just a swing and a miss there by LaRusso. Saw that happen a couple of times to Carlos Oviedo in game two last night. So 1-2 on LaRusso, but Brooklyn now has the tying run in scoring position. Rosario a look back at second base, the 1-2 pitch, and LaRusso a towering fly ball. Shallow center field, shortstop Taylor calls off the second baseman Haas. With the center fielder Simpson backing up, makes the catch on the center field grass for the second out. So the tying run at second with two out now. For Junior Tillian 0 for 2 tonight. A ground ball to short, a ground ball to second. Morabito takes his lead, the first pitch. And a breaking ball from Rosario buried. And the count 1-0, but Lavender officially underwent internal brace surgery. Added to his elbow ligament, that internal brace. This according to President of Baseball Ops David Stearns through Tim Britton of The Athletic. A 1-0 at the letter is a strike. Even at one, Lavender, 14th round pick of the Mets, was actually supposed to start last year in Brooklyn. Was going to be part of the opening day roster, but a late shuffle sent him to AA, and that ultimately proved to be the right decision. The 1-1 to Tillian. There's a line drive left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Morabito rounds third. He will score, and Brooklyn ties the game. Junior Tillian delivers. It's an RBI single, his seventh RBI of the year. And just like that, we're tied at 1-6. So that passed ball on Ariza coming back to hurt Bowling Green. As Morabito moved into second, and then scores a couple of batters later. And now 1-1, two out, a run in for William Lugo, who fouls it back to the padded wall. It's no balls and a strike. Rosario ready. The 0-1 to Lugo. He takes down and away. Count evens at one. Tillian takes his lead off first. Isaac holds him on there. The 1-1 pitch. And Lugo lunging at the change. And Rosario ahead of ball and two strikes. Runner goes, the 1-2 pitch, and Lugo grabs a piece to stay alive. But Lavender last year at Double-A allowed just two runs, a 19-3 strikeout to walk ratio in seven games, where the Mets quickly sent him up to Triple-A Syracuse at a 35% strikeout rate against a 12% walk rate. Some thought he might get up to the big leagues at some point. Last year never happened, the 1-2. And he got him on the breaking ball, strike three. So Rosario gets the strikeout to end the inning, but Brooklyn does tie the game against the 22-year-old right-hander. For Brooklyn in the sixth, one run, two hits, one man left. Five and a half complete, we're tied at one on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. On to make his Cyclones and High A debut is the right-hander Jimmy Loper, 6'4", 215 pounds, 24 years old from Chesapeake, Virginia. Braden Taylor will lead things off against him. And the first pitch slider from Loper misses down and in for ball one. Taylor, Morgan Haas. 3-4-5 due up for Bowling Green in the sixth inning with this one tied at one. The 1-0 pitch and a check swing foul ball to the left. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Numbers for Loper so far this year, making his eighth appearance. Was 0-1 in seven games with single A St. Lucie at 2.57 ERA. The 1-1 a fastball high at 93. Two balls and a strike. Loper, 12 hits in 14 innings, just two walks to 19 strikeouts. Threw a season-high three innings on Sunday against Bradenton, the 2-1. There's a curveball foul up the first baseline. Even at two balls and two strikes, Loper, three shutout innings, tied a season-high with four strikeouts. Did not allow a run over his final 7 2/3 innings with St. Lucie. Catch the final line for Orellana in just a moment. Loper is 2-2 pitch, and Taylor sends it left side. Lugo chasing it back to his right, but this one will get out of play. But Loper, former 16th round pick of the Mets 2 years ago out of Duke, signed for $125,000. Was second among Florida State League relievers who had 14 or more innings pitched. The second in strikeout to walk rate, tied for second in fewest walks, and tied for seventh in whip. The 2-2, And welcome to High A Baseball. Jimmy Loper strikes out Braden Taylor on a fastball up and in at 92. So Loper starts his Cyclone career with a strikeout. And there's one away in the sixth. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Trey Morgan 0 for 2, couple of groundouts to second. And the first pitch, fastball inside, 1-0. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Question was, who is the last Cyclone to throw a complete game? After Duncan Davitt threw one against Brooklyn yesterday, as Morgan takes high 2-0. We're offering bonus points for anyone who could nail the last two Cyclones to throw a complete game. 2-0 pitch, and Morgan chases the curveball down and in. Swung at ball three, 2-1. Well, the answer, Felipe De La Cruz. Did it also in game one of a doubleheader last September against Greenville, as Morgan takes inside, 3-3. There were 6 innings and what was a 1-0 Brooklyn loss to the drive. Brooklyn would win game two of that doubleheader, the 3-1. And a curveball in there. Full at 3-2. But the one to throw a complete game before Felipe, this guy who's made a handful of starts at the big league level this year, Jose Buto, did it in 2021. The payoff pitch, and Morgan gets his hands up and ropes it down the right field line. That one will roll to the fence. Morgan on his way to second. De Los Santos' throw-in cut off. So one-out double for Trey Morgan. His second double, third double in 3 South Atlantic League games, at 2 in his debut on Wednesday afternoon. And just like that, the Hot Rods have the go-ahead run in scoring position with one down for Hunter Haas. So for 2 tonight, a fly ball to right and a strikeout. Final line for Douglas Orellana. He goes 5 innings, a run on 5 hits. A walk, 6 strikeouts as the curveball outside. 1-0 now on Haas. Orellana only run on the home run through a season high, 73 pitches, 51 strikes did Douglas. We'll take a no decision. The 1-0. And a swing through the slider. Down and away that time. Evens up at 1-1. Suero now out to the mound to try and make sure he's on the same page as Loper. Both these guys started the year together at Single A St. Lucie, so certainly not strangers to one another. But another job well done by Douglas Orellana tonight. We'll take yet another no decision. With 5 innings of 1-run ball, all he can ask for from a starter, gave his team an opportunity to walk away victorious tonight. With Bowling Green looking to regain the lead. The 1-1. And a slider outside. And it's 2-1 now on Morgan. Fastball, slider, curveball. A 3-pitch arsenal for Loper. The 2-1. And Haas, a ground ball up the middle. Backhanded by Jeffrey De Los Santos behind second. Throws to first for the out. We'll get the man there, as Morgan moves to third with a go-ahead run. So a runner at third and 2 out for the right fielder Brock Jones, who has struck out in both at-bats tonight. Felipe, the answer to our trivia question, will get the ball tomorrow for Brooklyn. Final night game of the road trip as Jones tied up on a fastball. 0-1 now the count. De La Cruz 1-4. 3.38 ERA. Yaniel Curet Rays number 16 prospect will get the ball for Bowling Green. He's 1-4 as well. 4.31 ERA as Jones swings through the high cheese. And Loper ahead, no balls, two strikes. Our coverage will start 7:20 Eastern. 7:35 first pitch Eastern time tomorrow night. 6:35 local. Runner at third, two out. The 0-2 from Loper. And tried to get Jones to go up the ladder one last time. This time keeps his bat on his back shoulder. 1-2 on the former Stanford Cardinal. Loper at the belt, the 1-2 pitch. And a fastball lifted in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Lugo onto the warning track by Bowling Green's third base dugout. Makes the catch on the dirt. And Bowling Green strands the go-ahead run 90 feet away. For the Hot Rods, no runs, a hit. One man left, a scoreless inning for Jimmy Loper to start his Cyclones career. We're through six on this Friday night. Another pitcher's duel. Tied at one on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Herlene Rosario stays on as we go to the top of the seventh inning on this Friday night. Brooklyn trying to end a four-game slide. We're tied at one. Stanley Consuegra to lead off the top of the seventh. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Chris Suero to follow. And the first pitch to Stanley on the inside half. 0-1 the count. Consuegra has doubled. Flied out to right, 1-for-2. The 0-1, a ground ball again down the third baseline, past the diving glove of Spikes, all the way into the left field corner. Consuegra rounding second, now slams on the brakes. Will head back to second base with his second two-base hit tonight. So Stanley Consuegra, who came into play in this ball game, riding a five-game hitless streak, had been 0-for his last 16 coming into his first at-bat tonight, has now doubled twice, and the Cyclones have the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out. That double from Stanley Consuegra calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos, first pitch in the dirt. Good block with the chest by Ariza. 1-0 now on Jeffrey. De Los Santos 0-for-2 in this ballgame. Weak ground out to third base his first time. Last trip, he flied out to center. Brooklyn trying to take their first lead since Wednesday. The first pitch, rather the 0-1. And De Los Santos out in front of the change. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Third baseman Spikes well off the line for the lefty batter. The 1-1 pitch. And De Los Santos flat-footed Couldn't wait back on the changeup. Comes up empty, 1-2. That certainly has felt like Rosario's best pitch. Fastball, cut slider. Curveball, changeup. But the change has certainly created the most swings and misses so far. The 1-2. De Los Santos drives one right center field. Back into his left. Simpson reaches back over his head to make the catch. Consuegra tags and will take third. So a productive out for De Los Santos. Couldn't quite get it over Simpson's head to bring in the run. But Consuegra moves to third with less than two out for Chris Suero. See what Bowling Green does here. Looks like they'll bring the infield in. With the go-ahead run at third base in the seventh, Suero has struck out twice tonight. Brooklyn needs him to put the ball in play with the tying, or rather go-ahead run at third. And the first pitch, Suero drives one deep to left field, back at the track, at the wall, and there is Chris Suero's first high A and South Atlantic League home run. A go-ahead two-run shot well beyond the Bowling Green left field bullpen. And Brooklyn takes a 3-1 seventh inning lead, their first lead since it was 4-3 on Wednesday afternoon. Suero's first home run as a Cyclone is third of the year. RBIs 18 and 19 at the single-A level between Brooklyn and St. Lucie this season. And the Cyclones have taken the lead. There was little doubt as the left fielder Trey Morgan quickly turned into a spectator. Now Omar De Los Santos takes up and in for ball one. Just what the doctor ordered, a Bronx bomb from a Bronx native. As De Los Santos chases one down. 1-1 now the count on Omar. 0-2 in this ball game. The overhead wide. De Los Santos can't hold up on the pitch down and away. And Rosario ahead of ball and two strikes. Bases empty, one out. Here's the 1-2. And De Los Santos stings it on the ground at third. Fielded behind the bag by Spikes. And he'll throw on the first to get De Los Santos, who didn't seem like he was running full tilt up the first base line. And two down now in the seventh inning. Brings up Carell Paz, 0-2 tonight. Couple of strikeouts so far for him. So what a big blow for Suero, who snaps an 0-for-15 slide with that base hit as Paz tries to drag bunt himself aboard, but fouls the bunt back. No balls and a strike on the native of Cuba. No action right now in Brooklyn's bullpen. So I have to imagine it'll be Loper to go back to work in the seventh as Rosario steps off. They're going to call a pitch clock violation on Rosario to make the count 1-1. Haven't seen a ton of those tonight. There were quite a few in game two yesterday. Not the first pitch clock violation today. The 1-1 and Paz. A souvenir towards the third base seats. A ball and two strikes now. At the top of the lineup and Nick Morabito on deck. It's time called in home plate. Calm, quiet Friday night here in Southern Kentucky. The 1-1 pitch. And Paz nearly gets it with a breaking ball. Up and in, 2-2. Douglas Orellana watching with extreme interest right on the top step of the dugout. The 2-2. Carell, a slow dribbler towards Trent McMaster. Cyclone strength coach hanging on the railing. 2-2. Trent, a former ball player in his own right, played college baseball at Kansas State in the Big 12. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball up at 92. And Rosario gets the K to end the inning. And that is his third tonight. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the two-run home run to left by Suero. Time to get up and stretch from Bowling Green. It's 3-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Go to the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch from Jimmy Loper to John Diaz, taken for a called strike. Diaz spikes Ariza. 7-8 and 9 due up for Bowling Green in the seventh as the 0-1. A slider chopped back. No balls and two strikes. Diaz 1-for-2 with a base hit tonight. Brooklyn a 3-1 lead. Trying to get back in the series. Snap a four-game losing streak with a win. The 0-2 pitch. Thought about the high fastball, but stays away. And the count, 1-2. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball at the letter. Strike 3 called. Third strikeout tonight for Jimmy Loper. And a good start so far to his Cyclone career. Stan corrected his second strikeout tonight. Got a bit ahead of myself. So one away in the seventh for Ryan Spikes, who has provided Bowling Green's only run on a solo shot off Orellana in the fifth inning. Righty's first toss. And Spikes takes down and away the count 1-0. Spikes been on base twice with a walk and the solo shot. Loper working from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 1-0. And a curveball low. Two balls and no strikes. Taking a look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Starting at the big league level. The 2-0. And another breaking ball down. And Spikes ahead 3-0 with catcher Luis Ariza on deck. Well, the Mets and Marlins right now, bottom of the eighth. It has been all Marlins, a 3-0 of fastball in there. Count 3-1. The Marlins a 7-0 lead. Toughest start so far for Christian Scott at the big league level. Gave up 4 runs on 7 hits in 4 innings. A 3-1. High ball 4 and Spikes on for the third time. 2 walks and a home run for the 8-hole hitter. And the Hot Rods will bring the tying run to the plate in the seventh in the form of Luis Ariza. Struck out twice in his high A and South Atlantic League debut tonight. J.D. Martinez, a multi-hit game for the Mets as they'll try and break up the shutout in the ninth. Jesus Luzardo, six shutout innings to start for Miami. As a fastball on the outer half. 0-1 on Ariza. Triple-A Syracuse won a slugfest against Iowa. Cubs affiliate 12-5. Syracuse scored in every inning except for the first and third. The 0-1 in a weak swing and a miss by Ariza. Flat-footed hack through a curveball. And Loper in front, no balls, two strikes. But Trace Thompson had a three-home run game for Syracuse tonight. A solo shot in the second, solo homer in the fourth, and a three-run blast in the eighth. One on, one out, the 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on the breaking ball. There's the third strikeout tonight for Jimmy Loper. And so one on, two out in the seventh, and back to the top of the lineup in Chandler Simpson. Has singled, stole a base, one for three tonight. And the league leader in batting average. But not only the league leader in hitting it coming into play here on Friday night. Also leading the league in stolen bags, leads all of minors in that category. As Simpson takes a letter high fastball 0-1. Also leads the league in runs scored with 30. An on-base percentage at .434, and he's tied for the league lead with 42 hits entering the night. The 0-1, and Simpson laid on a fastball up and in at 92, and it's 0-2. Loper and Simpson likely faced off against one another before, both out of ACC programs, Loper out of Duke, Simpson out of Georgia Tech, but only probably for 1 year in 2022. As Simpson started his college career at UAB in Alabama. Throw back to first, and Spikes dives in head first. 0-2 on Simpson, but he's shown a great knack in this series to pick up base hits, choking up with two strikes. Spikes takes his lead off first. The 0-2 pitch, and a fastball in the air. Third base side, Lugo on the warning track by the Hot Rod dugout. But this will get about three rows back, and it stays 0-2. But Syracuse, the 12-5 winner today. Dom Hamill, three runs in 4 2/3 innings in his start. Only allowed one hit, but walked four in the ballgame. Three-one Brooklyn in the seventh. The 0-2 runner goes. Fastball lined up the middle and through in his center field, a base hit. Spikes trying to go first to third. The throw by Consuegra kicks off the runner. Spikes rolls behind him, and that allows Simpson to move into scoring position with a tying run. Not a great idea there by Stanley Consuegra. Has an incredible arm out there in center field. Was an accurate throw for the most part. But because he threw to try and get the lead runner at third base, the tying run advances to second. And Xavier Isaac, who has enough strength to give Bowling Green the lead with one swing of the bat, will step up to the plate. So for as good as Stanley has been tonight, a couple of big doubles, including starting the rally on the top of the inning. That could prove to be a costly mistake as the Hot Rods looking to try and even the tide, as Dan McKinney out to the mound to talk with Loper ahead of the battle against Xavier Isaac. Isaac 1-for-3 tonight with a single, lined out sharply to Consuegra in center in his last at bat. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party, just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free Naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports, oasas.ny.gov. So the tying runs in scoring position with two out for Xavier Isaac. And the first toss from Loper, a fastball by him up by the letters. Count 0-1. Double-A Binghamton. Right now, bottom of the ninth inning, they trail Bowie 3-1, Orioles affiliate. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, down and in. What a stop by Suero to his right. They keep Spikes at third base, 1-1 the count. Riding at the belt, the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. Challenged him with an elevated slider. And Isaac out in front, a ball and two strikes. Ryan Clifford 0-3 tonight at Double-A. Has struck out three times in that ball game. And Single-A St. Lucie going to the bottom of the ninth, leading Palm Beach 12-5. 1-2 on Isaac, tying runs in scoring position, two out. The 1-2 pitch and a fastball fouled off the glove of Suero. At St. Lucie, a 7-run eighth inning. And that 12-5 lead. As Starling Mercado is third homer of the year, Ronald Hernandez, a grand slam, is first. The 1-2, and a fastball hits off the knob of Isaac's bat. You worry on a pitch like that up and in, maybe clipping the hand. Brooklyn able to find the knob of the bat, so instead of the bases loaded, it stays 1-2. Spikes at third, Simpson at second. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, backhanded by De Los Santos, kicks behind him. Simpson trying to go to the plate to tie the game, and he does. It's a two-run infield single for Xavier Isaac, and just like that, we're tied at three. Well, we mentioned Stanley Consuegra's blunder on that throw to third base, allowing Chandler Simpson to get to second on the base hit, and it comes back to haunt him. As Bowling Green ties the game at 3-1 batter later, back-to-back two-strike base hits by Simpson and Isaac. His league-leading 35th and 36th RBIs. And we'll see if that's the end of the line for Jimmy Loper tonight, and indeed it is. Your heart breaks for Jimmy, but it's been a tough series for Brooklyn defensively. As an ill-advised throw in from the outfield helps sets the stage for Bowling Green to tie the game. So the go-ahead run at first to two out, and a new arm coming in to try and get Brooklyn out of this pickle. We're all even once again, tied at three, here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special, exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
My idea for who might start for Brooklyn on Sunday, Dakota Hawkins is on. So I now change my thought to Jeffrey Colon as to who will start this series finale on Sunday. But Dakota Hawkins on, try and get out of this jam. Jimmy Loper's scoreless inning streak is over. Hawkins, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 24 years old, from Chehalis, Washington. And now Braden Taylor at the plate with a go-ahead run at first and two out. As this is a brand-new ball game again, tied at three. First pitch, runner goes. Pitch at the knees, and once more, Suero just can't find the seams. And a stolen base for Bowling Green without a throw. That has been the case for pretty much all their stolen bases tonight, just unabated. And Isaac, his second stolen base of the game. So now the go-ahead run in scoring position as Hawkins fires a strike in the count 1-1. That has been also a major part of this series. Brooklyn has just not been able to do anything to neutralize Bowling Green's running game. Four stolen bases tonight. Nobody caught. 1-1. Taylor takes a knee-high strike. And Hawkins ahead, a ball and two strikes. Looking ahead to the top of the eighth inning, Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup due up 1, 2, and 3. Hawkins trying to keep this game tied. The 1-ball, 2-strike pitch, and Taylor a high fly ball. Deep right center field. Back goes Omar De Los Santos right in front of the fence. And right adjacent to the Honda signage makes the catch for the final out of the seventh inning. Braden Taylor put a charge into one similar spot to where he homered in game two of yesterday's doubleheader. But a loud fly out to right keeps the game tied into the business end of this one. But Bowling Green ties the game. They score two runs, two hits, one man left. At the end of seven, we're tied at three on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to brooklyncyclones.com.
Call to the bullpen for Bowling Green as we move to the top of the eighth inning. J.J. Goss is on in relief of Herlin Rosario. And the first pitch to Nick Morabito is taken high for ball one. Goss, 6'3", 185 pounds, 23 years old from Cypress, Texas. As Morabito takes a strike at the letters. And the count even at 1-1. Goss, former first-round pick back in 2019, as Morabito takes inside. And he's ahead 2-1. Morabito been on base twice tonight, a walk and a single. He's also stolen a base. Here's the 2-1. Morabito thought about it. Did he go? No on appeal, says the base umpire. 3-1 now on Nick. Final line up for Herlin Rosario. Two innings, three runs, two earned. Four hits, no walks, struck out three. Did give up a home run. 34 pitches, 25 strikes. The 3-1. And Morabito takes a called strike. It's full. Final line for Jimmy Loper. Goes an inning and two-thirds. Gives up two runs. Three hits, a walk, struck out three. 42 pitches, 28 strikes as Morabito can't hold up on the pitch away. Strike three swinging. Second time Morabito down on strikes tonight. And there's one away in the top of the eighth. Numbers for Goss so far this season. Goss, his 11th appearance, 1-0, a 1.29 ERA. Two saves, eight hits in 14 innings as LaRusso swings through a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Goss, eight walks, 18 strikeouts entering the night. Last pitched on Sunday through a scoreless inning. He's thrown three scoreless frames in three games during this homestand. The 0-1, high and inside. Evens a ball and a strike. LaRusso, 1-for-3 tonight. Goss, 5 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings, including today. 1-1, and LaRusso swings through another fastball. 1-2 on him. Goss, considered to have the best changeup in the Rays farm system by Baseball America, the 1-2. And a fastball buried in the dirt. Evens at 2. Goss, a guy who's been ranked as high as the Rays' number 12 prospect. The 2-2 pitch, and LaRusso thought about it. Up and in, did not go again on appeal. Full count now. Goss, a guy who's dealt with injury, was on the IL for a couple of weeks last year. Shut down with shoulder impingement and a torn labrum for most of the 2021 season as LaRusso swings through another heater, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Goss out of the bullpen. And there's two out in the eighth inning for Junior Tillian. Tillian 1-for-3. RBI single in his last at-bat that put Brooklyn on the scoreboard. Breaking ball high from Goss. Was the number 36 overall pick in 2019 out of Cypress Ranch High School in Texas. Was a Texas A&M commit as Tillian takes high 2-0. Goss, high school All-American second team back in 2019. Tillian takes high 3-0. Team that had a couple of big leaguers on it. Yankees' Anthony Volpe. The Nationals' Nassim Nunez. 3-0 to Junior. And that's high ball four. So Tillian on with a two-out walk. And Brooklyn now with a go-ahead run aboard with two out in the eighth. And here comes William Lugo. Lugo 0-for-3 has struck out twice, also reached on an error. Brooklyn going to make a call to the bench here. Junior Tillian will come out, and they will bring on a pinch runner in the form of Wilfredo Lara. So Brooklyn trying to add some speed to the base paths here in the eighth, trying to break up the tie and regain the lead. So Lara is on. Lara does run well. Not quite the speed demon De Los Santos and Morabito is. Lara does have 4 stolen bases in 5 attempts. And the first pitch to Lugo. At the letters, strike one. Goss thrown more balls than strikes so far here in the eighth. The 0-1. And Lugo, a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Lara makes the turn at second and holds on. Doesn't want to make the final out at third. But William Lugo serves it the other way, just to the right of the second base bag. And Lugo, his first hit tonight. Back-to-back two-out base runners for Brooklyn. And now Stanley Consuegra an opportunity to make up for his misdeed in the outfield in the bottom of the seventh. The chance to give Brooklyn the lead back. Jim Paddock, the pitching coach, out of the third base dugout for Bowling Green. Consuegra's had a great game tonight at the plate. 2-for-3, a couple of doubles, scored on the Suero home run last inning when Brooklyn went in front 3-1, but made a questionable decision to throw to try and get the lead runner on Chandler Simpson's two-out base hit in the bottom of the seventh. That allowed Simpson to advance to second on the throw, and he would score on Xavier Isaac's two-run infield base hit to tie the game one hitter later. Well, now a chance for Stanley with two on and two out. Consuegra coming into play tonight. 8-for-29 this year with runners in scoring position. Ball gets away from Ariza to his right in the dirt, and both runners going to move up. Didn't get very far away from Ariza at all, but it went through his legs and rolled a bit towards the left-handed batter's box. And that half a second of unawareness was enough for Lara and Lugo to advance. So a wild pitch. And now Brooklyn with the go-ahead runs in scoring position with two out and a 1-0 count on Consuegra. Righty delivers, and a 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. No action right now in Bowling Green's left field bullpen. Up to Goss here with two out in the eighth. The 2-0, Consuegra, chopper toward short. Leaping play by Taylor. High throw to first base. No, it's in time to get him. Consuegra tried to sell it with his arms at his side, but Braden Taylor with a strong throw from the very back of the infield dirt, able to get Consuegra on the Baltimore chop by about half a step, and Brooklyn strands a pair in the eighth. No runs, one hit, two men left thanks to a walk. Dakota Hawkins back to work, trying to keep it tied into the ninth. We're tied at three on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Dakota Hawkins back to the mound, his first full inning of relief as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Trey Morgan to lead off, first pitch taken inside and low for ball one. Morgan will be followed by Haas and Jones in the eighth. Morgan 1-for-3 with a double tonight. The 1-0, and Morgan hits it in the air to left, back into his right on the move, Morabito. And skimming along the edge of the warning track makes the grab for the first out of the eighth inning. Brings up punter Haas 0-for-3. Ground out to second in his last at-bat. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 5 tonight. Bowling Green, 3 runs, 8 hits, an error. They have stranded 6. And the first pitch to Haas, waved at and missed. Looked like the changeup away. No balls and a strike. From the windup and the first base side of the mound, the 0-1. And Hawkins dunks a breaking ball in there. No balls and 2 strikes. Hawkins, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. starter's arsenal. That's why I thought he might go on Sunday. The 0-2 pitch inside by the shoot tops. Ball and two strikes. But my new guest, Jeffrey Colon. Don't hold me to that. I'll try and get an answer after the game tonight from Dan McKinney. 1-2 pitch from Hawkins, and Haas reaches down, pops it up. Left side of the infield, Lugo calling for it on the grass, and by his left shoulder makes the play for the second out. Two up, two down for Hawkins in the eighth. Brings up Brock Jones. 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a foul pop to third. A wind-up first pitch from Dakota. And a curveball inside. One ball, no strikes, looking ahead to the ninth. Cyclones will have 6, 7, 8, 2 up. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Chris Suero, Omar De Los Santos. As a snapdragon from Hawkins finds the top of the zone. Count even at 1. Brooklyn trying to halt a 4-game slide tonight. Navy Sox hiked up high for Hawkins just below the knees. As Jones out in front of the change. And Hawk up a ball and two strikes. That long brownish blonde hair flowing out the back of that Navy cap. Jake Snow now gets the one he wants. The 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground a second. Coming on Jeffrey De Los Santos. Overhand throw deposit first in time. And Dakota Hawkins has a 1-2-3. Bottom of the eighth inning. So whoever wins this game is going to win it in their final at bat. We're tied at 3, headed to the ninth. J.J. Goss back to work against 6-7-8 in the Brooklyn order when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Going to the top of the ninth inning. 6-7-8-2 up for Brooklyn. This game tied at 3. J.J. Goss back to work and pours a fastball past De Los Santos up in the zone. And the count 0-1. Jeffrey 0-for-3 tonight. Fly out to center his last time up as this one served out of the stadium. No balls and two strikes now. Brooklyn Bowling Green tied at 3. Hot Rods went in front 1-0. Brooklyn tied it and went in front in the 7th 3-1 before Bowling Green in the bottom half of the inning brought us back to even. The 0-2 pitch nearly clips Jeffrey up and in. And a count of ball and two strikes. The righty ready, the 1-2. Inside and low. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Goss trying to start the ninth inning with an out. The 2-2 pitch, Jeffrey line drive right center field. That one's down for a base hit, headed towards the gap. Simpson over to cut it off. And after a wide turnaround first, Jeffrey De Los Santos heads back with a leadoff base hit. So Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on it to start the ninth inning. Second time in three frames they've accomplished that. And now Chris Suero, who gave Brooklyn the lead in his last at-bat with a two-run home run to left. The righty deals. And the first pitch off the glove of the catcher, Ariza, all the way to the backstop. And De Los Santos going to advance to second with a go-ahead run. And a pitch that just sailed high there from Goss and went off the very top of Ariza's mitt and rolled behind him. And easily advancing to second base without a throw is De Los Santos. So now Brooklyn has the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out. And the righty offers down and away 2-0 now on Suero. Snapped an 0-for-15 stretch with a home run in his last at-bat. The righty deals. And Suero takes a strike at the chest. And the count now 2-1. Goss at the belt, the pitch. Suero, line drive right field. That one's going to get through for a base hit. Right fielder Jones was playing shallow, so De Los Santos will stay put at third base. Back-to-back base hits by Jeffrey De Los Santos and Chris Suero start the ninth. And Brooklyn now has men at the corners with nobody out. And a big at-bat for Omar De Los Santos on the horizon. De Los Santos 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Rounded out to third base in his last at-bat. Cyclones trying to jump back ahead. Goss from the stretch. Runner starts and stops. Pitch down and away as Omar shows. Bunt pulls back and takes down and away for ball one. The nine-hole hitter, Karell Paz, on deck. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the Central Time Zone. Top of the 10 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn and Bowling Green tied at 3. The 1-0. Runner starts and stops. Pitch high. Couldn't tell if the home plate umpire, Trey Ward, called a ball or a strike. It looks like he ruled it upstairs, and it's 2-0. Infield in all around. The 2-0 pitch, and De Los Santos gets the green light and fouls it straight to the screen. Cyclones trying to snap a four-game slide with a ninth-inning rally. The 2-1. De Los Santos floats one into center field. Coming on Simpson to make the catch. Tagging from third, De Los Santos. Throw to the plate. Hits off the cutoff man, Isaac. Rolls in a foul ground up the third baseline. And that's going to allow Suero to take second. It's a sacrifice fly for Omar De Los Santos. And Brooklyn regains a 4-3 lead. Isaac tried getting out of the way. Was stationed behind the pitcher's mound on the grass. And Simpson's throw caught him just underneath the knee and took a deep left turn towards the third base dugout. And Brooklyn goes in front once again. What a big piece of hitting from Omar De Los Santos to give Brooklyn the lead. And now a man at second with one out for Karell Paz, who takes inside for ball one. So Omar with his seventh RBI of the year. Because that ball got away, Suero advancing to second base as well. Runner starts and stops as Paz swings and misses. And it's even at a ball and a strike. And they do not give an error on that play. One and one on pass. Goss deals, and Carell a bouncing ball into the third base dugout. One and two now on the Brooklyn nine hitter with Nick Morabito on deck. Suero at second with one down. The 1-2. Paz in the air, left center field. That one ticketed for the gap, and will get down and pass Simpson towards the warning track. Suero will score. Paz on his way to third. Here comes the throw to the third base. Not in time. Sliding in head first with an RBI triple as Carell Paz, and Brooklyn's regained a two-run lead. It's 5-3. Carell Paz, an opposite field RBI triple. And the Cyclones have jumped back in front by a pair. Paz's first RBI at the High A and South Atlantic League level. His first triple of the season as well. And the Cyclones have gone in front 5-3. Paz extending his hitting streak to four. 99 miles an hour off the bat on that line drive to left center field. First RBI, second extra base hit for the right-handed, or for the left-handed swinging Paz. And for Goss, the right-hander, who came into play today with a five-inning scoreless streak. That comes to a close after six plus. So another insurance run at third with one out. And back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito, who drives one out of play to the right. 0-1 the count. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Bowling Green will have the bottom third of their lineup due up before the dangerous duo of Simpson and Isaac, the 0-1. Morabito, ground ball to third, runner breaks for the plate, the throw home, the tag, and they got him. The throw from Spikes was a bit towards the first base side of home. Gave a window for Paz to potentially get in there. But a great diving tag by Ariza to get the leg of Paz before his fingertips touch the plate. And a big fielder's choice to keep it a two-run game. 5-2 the out at home as Morabito's safe at first. And now the first pitch to LaRusso. A called strike, Morabito in motion, and Ariza lost it on the transfer. So it's 0-1 on LaRusso, but Morabito, another stolen base. That's his second tonight. He now has a whopping nine in nine South Atlantic League games. The 0-1, and LaRusso takes a strike, and he's quickly behind 0-2. Alfredo Lara, who pinch ran for Junior Tillian, back in the eighth on deck. Stayed in the game at shortstop in the bottom of the inning. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Nice backhanded stop by Ariza. That keeps Morabito at second. Actually, I've got a one ball, two strike count. The scoreboard says 2-2. One-two pitch. LaRusso on the ground to third. Fielded by Spikes. Low throw to first. But Isaac makes the backhand pick. And the inning is over. But not before Brooklyn regains the lead. A sack fly from Omar De Los Santos. An RBI triple by Carell Paz. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn trying to hang on to a two-run lead. They lead it 5-3 on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Dakota Hawkins stays on to try and get the final three outs. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn a 5-3 lead. John Diaz, Brian Spikes, Luis Ariza, the three scheduled to bat. And the first pitch from Hawkins, a changeup cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Diaz 1-for-3 tonight. Singled his first time up since then, a ground out and a strikeout looking. The 0-1. Diaz, line drive right field, and quickly Bowling Green's going to bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. Second hit of the day for John Diaz, and the Hot Rods have the leadoff man on in the bottom of the ninth. Action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we speak. Joey Lancelotti getting ready just in case. As now Ryan Spikes, who's already homered once in this ball game, will come to the plate. Spikes made a big throw to cut down Paz at the plate with what would have been Brooklyn's third run of the inning. And the first pitch to Spikes downstairs, 1-0. Has walked twice and homered in this ballgame. Brooklyn 5, Bowling Green 3. The 1-0, Spikes on the ground but foul. Up the third base line, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Ariza on deck, and then the very dangerous Chandler Simpson and Xavier Isaac behind him. A deep breath from Dakota. Throw back to first, and Diaz dives back. Diaz has already stolen a base tonight, has two in the series. A 1-1 pitch bounces in there. Good block by Suero. And the count 2-1. Lancelotti continuing to warm for Brooklyn. Bowling Green has the tying run at the plate. The 2-1 pitch, and Spikes dropped that front knee, try to hit the changeup. And Hawkins runs it even 2-2. Dakota just 20 pitches so far tonight out of the bullpen to get four outs. So very economical to this point. The 2-2, breaking ball low, and it's full. Three balls and two strikes. And now Dakota in danger of walking the tying run on base. Paz holds on Diaz at first. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Dropped to a knee. Couldn't hit the slider. And a big out number one for Hawkins in the ninth. So one on and one out for Luis Ariza, who will remain at the plate. Angel Galarraga caught both ends of the doubleheader yesterday. Cameron James unavailable, so not going to run the risk of having an emergency catcher in extra innings as Ariza chases the curveball. It's 0-1. They do have guys like Colton Ledbetter available on the bench, but because of the lack really of a true backup catcher tonight after Galarraga caught 14 innings yesterday, coming into play as Hawkins funnels a fastball in there and Ariza behind 0-2. Chandler Simpson, who helped tie the game for Bowling Green in the seventh, is on deck. The 0-2 pitch, fastball, thought about it. Did he go? No. On appeal, says the base umpire. That is Wayne Krause. One ball, two strikes now on the Bowling Green catcher. Diaz singled, he's at first. The 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to third. Picked up by Lugo, on a second for one, and that's all they'll get. The throw from Lugo had a lot of tail on it, and it nearly pulled Jeffrey De Los Santos off the second base bag entirely. But a great job by Jeffrey to skim that right foot on top of the second base bag to make sure Brooklyn at least got one. So instead of a game-ending double play, the game continues for Chandler Simpson. Simpson has played three games in this series. He has eight hits. Three in the first two games, two tonight. He's two for four. Hawkins, righty's first pitch, inside and low with a curveball. 1-0 now on Simpson. Xavier Isaac represents the winning run in the on-deck circle for the Hot Rods. William Lugo playing in. A step onto the third base grass to guard against the bunt. Throw back to first. Paz essentially playing behind the runner, but able to get there as Ariza dives back. Not a lot of speed over at first base for Bowling Green. Brooklyn up by two. The 1-0 pitch. And Simpson pops it in the air. Third base side. Lugo racing to the warning track, and he can't quite make the basket catch up against the railing of foul ball. Would have been an all-time play by Lugo if he somehow found a way to reel that in by his waist. But instead, it's 1-1. Brooklyn trying to halt a four-game losing streak and get back over 500. Hawkins ready, the 1-1 pitch. And Simpson takes a fastball outside. And the count 2-1. Didn't miss by much. Good spot there from Hawkins. Everyone for Bowling Green on the top step of the third base dugout. A deep breath, the 2-1. Fastball inside, three balls and a strike. And now Hawkins in danger of walking the tying run on base with the go-ahead run on deck. And Chris Suero out to the mound to talk with Hawkins ahead of the 3-1. Brooklyn, five runs, 10 hits, no errors. They have left six. Bowling Green, three runs, nine hits, one error. They have left six as well. And Hawkins trying to make it seven with one last out here in the ninth inning. Lancelotti is ready in the bullpen. Should his number be called? Ariza the man at first with two down. The 3-1 pitch from Dakota. And a fastball low, ball four. And the tying runs are on for Bowling Green. Not sure where that 3-1 fastball missed. Home plate umpire Trey Ward not giving the low strike. And now a guy who can win this game with one swing of the bat in the form of Xavier Isaac. Isaac, a game-tying two-run infield base hit his last time up. Two for four in this ball game. has been otherworldly for Bowling Green, not only in this series, but throughout this entire homestand. The first pitch from Hawkins. Fastball inside and low in the count 1-0. Isaac, including tonight, 17 for 33 at the plate in this homestand with 17 RBIs in 10 games. The 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. And you have to imagine if Hawkins can't get Isaac here, maybe Gomez goes to Lancelotti with the bases loaded. The righty's 2-0. Check swing. Did he go? No on appeal, says the base umpire. Krause 3-0. These are all pitches just barely missing the strike zone for Hawkins, as it feels like the strike zone for Ward has shrunk to a pinhole. And now Hawkins in danger of walking the winning run on base. The 3-0 pitch. And there's a breaking ball on the inside corner, 3-1. Braden Taylor, who has homered in this series, on deck. But a walk would move the tying run into scoring position. The 3-1. High and outside ball, four of the bases are loaded. So back-to-back two-out walks allowed by Hawkins, and that will be it for him tonight. Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout has not signaled yet to the Cyclones bullpen. Joey Lancelotti waiting right at the bullpen door, and now Gomez will take the ball from the 24-year-old right-hander. So it'll be Lancelotti against Taylor. Tying run at second base, winning run at first. Brooklyn trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Brooklyn holding on for dear life, leading 5-3 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
The baton has been passed to Joey Lancelotti to try and get one last out. Lancelotti, 5'11", 205 pounds, 25 years old, or rather 26 years old, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Lancelotti does have one save already on the season for Brooklyn. Making his eighth appearance, no record, at 289 ERA. 10 hits in 9 in the third innings, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts. Last pitched on Sunday against Rome. Braden Taylor, the batter, he's 1-for-4. And the first pitch from Lancelotti can't hold up on the slider down and in. It's no balls and a strike. Lancelotti picked up the save against Aberdeen back on May the 3rd. The 0-1. Down and in. Ball kicks off of Suero, and they say it hit Taylor in the back foot. And it's 5-4. Lancelotti threw a back foot slider. Suero tried to block it, but instead it hit him in the back foot. And now the tying run is at third. And the winning run is at second with two out in the ninth for Trey Morgan. Morgan 1-for-4 with a double. Flied out to left in his last at-bat. The first pitch from Lancelotti is a fastball on the inside. Black in the count 0-1. Brooklyn took a 3-1 lead in the seventh, but Bowling Green immediately tied in the bottom half. Brooklyn took a two-run lead again in the ninth. The 1-0, or the 0-1, way outside, and a diving stop by Suero across his body to save the tying run from being scored. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike on Morgan. Lancelotti from the first base side of the slab. Bases loaded, two out. A 1-1 pitch. This is high, two balls and a strike. Started with a single from Diaz, but then a strikeout and a fielder's choice. Had Brooklyn on the precipice before back-to-back walks and then a hit batter. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, chased one in the dirt. And the count even at 2-2, and now the Cyclones one strike away. Simpson at third, Isaac at second, Taylor's run pointless at first. The 2-2 pitch, ground ball, foul, back behind the plate, we'll do it again. Lancelotti trying to get one more strike in a one-run game. The 2-2. Down and in, ball three. And now it'll come down to this. 3-2. Two out. And the base is loaded. Lancelotti has nowhere to put him. Hunter Haas is on deck. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled towards the first base dugout. It remains 3-2. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour locally, bottom of the 10 o'clock hour in the east, 5-4 Brooklyn. The payoff pitch and a fastball fouled out of play, and Morgan continues the battle. Next pitch will be number 9 in this at-bat. Bowling Green, a run already in on just one hit. The payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four, we're tied. Bowling Green scores both their runs without a benefit of a base hit. A hit batter and a walk with the bases loaded. And now the Hot Rods have the winning run 90 feet away. And the Cyclones need to go to extra innings if they're going to win this game. And Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout to talk with Lancelotti. It has been a house of horrors here in Bowling Green so far this week. Brooklyn rallied from 3-0 down on Wednesday to jump in front 4-3. Before ultimately losing in lopsided fashion 14-5. It was a 1-0 game in game one yesterday. Wilfredo Lara was robbed of a game-tying home run in the seventh. And then in game two, it was a 1-1 game into the fifth before Bowling Green turned that one into a laugher. Brooklyn had two-run leads in the seventh and ninth tonight, but couldn't get the job done as the breaking ball to Haas down and away 1-0. Brooklyn has lost command of the strike zone in the most inopportune time. The 1-0 pitch, low ball two. And things getting even more precarious for Brooklyn. The 2-0 pitch, Way inside and low, 3-0, and now Lancelotti in danger of walking in the winning run. And you could just feel the over-anxiousness from here. He's trying to overthrow every pitch. The 3-0, Bowl 4, and Brooklyn falls to Bowling Green 6-5. Doesn't get more excruciating than that. One on, two out, Brooklyn leading by two, and Bowling Green wins the game without getting another base hit. Walk, walk, hit batter, walk, walk. And that is how Brooklyn loses tonight in nine, 6-5, the 13th time they've been walked off in the last 2 years. We'll take a break. Recap report is next. Brooklyn falls in nine, 6-5 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Well, in a word, that was ugly. The Cyclones had the game under wraps. 5-3 lead, one on, two out. Had a chance to turn a game-ending double play with one on and one out. A wild throw. Brooklyn had to settle for a 5-4 fielder's choice. William Lugo nearly made an amazing basket catch in foul ground with Chandler Simpson at the plate with one on and two out. But Simpson would walk. Xavier Isaac would walk. A pitching change. Braden Taylor was hit to make it 5-4. Another walk made it 5-5. And then another walk made it 6-5 as the Cyclones fall tonight in the most excruciating of ways. With the loss, Brooklyn under 500 now at 18-19 on the year. The losing streak extends to 5. First time Brooklyn under 500 since they were 7-8 after the final day of the Jersey Shore series. But taking you through the game that was here tonight, was a scoreless game going into the bottom of the fifth inning. Douglas Soriano went back to work, got the first two batters on groundouts before Ryan Spikes hit a solo home run to left center field to give Bowling Green a 1-0 lead. But Brooklyn would battle back with one out in the top of the sixth. Nick Morabito singled, advanced to second on a pass ball, and after Nick LaRusso popped out, Junior Tilley, an RBI single, tied the game at one. Then in the seventh, Brooklyn would take charge for the first time tonight. Stanley Consuegra led off the seventh inning with a double down the left field line. After a flyout moved him to third, Chris Suero sent one well beyond Bowling Green's left field bullpen for a two-run home run. His first South Atlantic League jack made it a 3-1 ball game. But Bowling Green would immediately tie it in the bottom of the seventh inning. With one out, Ryan Spikes walked, and after Luis Ariza struck out, Chandler Simpson singled to center. Ryan Spikes went first to third. Consuegra tried to get the lead runner at third, but that allowed Simpson to take second on the throw. And then Xavier Isaac with two strikes hit a ground ball up the middle. Jeffrey De Los Santos was able to knock it down. But one run scored, and then Simpson scored from second base on the play with his incredible speed. And the Hot Rods tied the game at three. But Brooklyn able to muster some magic in the ninth to jump back in front, and you thought the losing streak would come to an end. Jeffrey De Los Santos led off the inning with a single, took second on a wild pitch, moved to third on a Chris Suero single before Omar De Los Santos lifted a sacrifice fly to center to give Brooklyn a 4-3 lead. The throw to the plate kicked off Xavier Isaac, and that allowed Suero to advance to second as then Karell Paz tripled into left center field to give Brooklyn a 5-3 lead. But Nick Morabito would then reach on a fielder's choice, but that was a significant play in the game because the ball was hit to third. Paz broke for the plate. The throw was a little bit towards the home plate, or rather first base side of home plate. And a diving attempt by Ariza, able to apply the tag on Paz, enabling Bowling Green to keep it a two-run game at 5-3. Because in the bottom of the ninth inning, like we mentioned, one on, two out, and then walk, hit by pitch, walk is how Bowling Green scored three runs on one hit in the ninth as Brooklyn falls again by a final of 6-5. Winning pitcher tonight, J.J. Goss, he improves to 2-0. Two runs, four hits, two innings, a walk, two Ks, the loss to Dakota Hawkins. He drops to 1-1. Two innings, three runs all earned, one hit, two walks, a strikeout. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 6. Bowling Green 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 9. Final time of game, 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,017 tonight in Bowling Green as the Cyclones excruciatingly have their losing streak extend to 5. So Brooklyn loses its first series with the loss tonight for the first time since the opening three-game set of the season against Wilmington. Ironically, that's the only other series this year. Brooklyn has suffered walk-off defeats. They were walked off in each of the final two games of that series against the Blue Rocks. Well, Brooklyn now been walked off 13 times since the start of last year, 10 times last year, and now 3 of their 19 defeats here in 2024. Brooklyn will try and start to salvage the final two games of this series starting tomorrow night. One final night game tomorrow, 7:35 Eastern, 7:20 with the pregame show. Felipe De La Cruz will get the ball, 1-4, a 3.38 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Yaniel Curet. The Rays' number 16 prospect, 1-4, a 4.31 ERA. Again, our coverage starts 7:20 with the pregame show. 7:35 Eastern Time, the first pitch right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Bitter pill to swallow on this Friday night, but we hope we'll have you alongside us again tomorrow evening. The beauty of baseball, tomorrow another opportunity. But for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harder, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Kentucky again. Your final tonight, Brooklyn walked off by Bowling Green, 6-5. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long from Warren County.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.